Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 13th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Abba Esrei Sudas, Chayav Adam Lechel B'Sukkah. One is obligated to have 14 meals in a sukkah. Every day, 2 meals, 7 times 2. Achas B'Yom, Achas B'Layla. Once in the day, once in the night. What's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer? The Pasuk says, Basukah is teshvu, in sukkahs you shall dwell. The Chacham said, teshvu kentadura, you dwell in the sukkah the way you dwell in your house. In your home you have 2 meals a day, in your sukkah you do as well. The Chacham imaymrim, ein adavar kitzva. The Chacham say, no. They said, there's no real fixed rule about how many meals. If you want, if you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat in the sukkah at all. It's just that if you eat, and you have a meal that's called a sukkah skeva, then you have to eat it then in a sukkah. And therefore, just like in your home, there's no fixed rule about how many meals you have at home. If you want to eat, you eat. If you don't want to eat, you don't eat. The same thing in the sukkah. If you want to eat, you don't eat. That's fine. Chutz mila liyom tavrishna shel chag, except for the first day of sukkahs. First day of sukkahs, one is obligated to eat a sukkah in the sukkah. How do we know that? Because of Gzer Shavah from Chag HaSukkos, from Chag HaMatzos. The Torah says Chamisha Asar when it talks about the 15th day of Nisan, Chag HaMatzos, and it says Chamisha Asar Yoim L'Chodesh HaShvi on the 15th day of Tishrei, which is Chag HaSukkos. Just like the first day of Pesach is an obligation to eat matzah, so too the first night of Sukkos, there's an obligation to eat in the sukkah. But the rest of the days, if you want to eat in the sukkah, fine. If you don't want to eat in the sukkah, you don't have to. And therefore they disagree with the Rabbi Eliezer who says you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. V'odam Rabbi Eliezer says further, Mishalei ocha leila yom tov rishon, if you missed out on the first night of sukkahs eating, you can make it up in the last day of sukkahs. Yashlim leila yom tov acharon, you can complete it on the last day of sukkahs, which means on the night of Shmini Atzeres, you just have an extra meal, even though you're eating it outside the sukkah, and that will make up for not eating in the sukkah. There's no way you can make up for missing out the first night of Sukkot. Al zeh ne'emar concerning such a person that says, "Me'uvas lo yochel liskoin ve'chesaron lo yochel le'himanos." The crooked cannot be made straight, and what's missing cannot be then listed again. The Gemara asks a question on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says 14 meals a person is chayiv to eat in a sukkah. One day and one the night. So what happened now? All of a sudden, Rabbi Eliezer says that you can make it up after on the Shmini Atzeres. And the answer that Rabbi Eliezer was chozer, Rabbi Eliezer went back from what he originally said. I.e., that originally he said a person's chayv to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. And now he was maskim to the chachamim that, no, there's no fixed amount that you have to have, except for the first night. He agrees to the Chachamim. The first night, that is a mitzvah you have to eat in a sukkah. But he argues as to whether you can make up for it if you didn't eat the first night. According to Rabbi Eliezer, yes, yesh lo tashlumin, you can make up for it, just like you can make up for korbanos, even on the last day Yom Tov. The Chachamim, however, hold no. If you've missed it, you've missed it. This is how Rashi learns. Other Mephoroshim learn differently. Tosfos has questions on this, and they learn the Gemara in a different way. Mishnah Zayin. A person who had his head and most of his body was in the sukkah, but the table was in the house. Rashi explains that's how they used to sit in couches, and the couch they would lean to the left and not straight up like we do, and therefore needed to say roisho viruboy, the head and most of his body was in the sukkah. Beshamai poislin. Beshamai says that this is no good. One is, you cannot do this, or Vesil Machshir and Vesil say, it's okay. It's kosher in that case. Now, there are a number of ways how the Gemara understood this Mishnah, but finally the Gemara said as follows. The Beis Shammai and Vesil are both arguing whether it's a big sukkah or whether it's a small sukkah. And they read the Mishnah in such a way. A person who had his head and most of his body in the sukkah and the table was in the house, i.e. we're talking about a big sukkah, except that he's sitting right at the front of the sukkah and he's eating next to a table that's stretching into the house. Beis Shammai say, no, you're not yotzer. Bissell say, yes, one is. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai say that we might afraid that since your table's in the house, you might go into the house and you might actually keep on eating in the house. Bissell say, no, we're not gozer. That's all the machlekes in a big sukkah. What about a small sukkah? And the second machlekes is that if you have a sukkah that only can contain, it's only big enough to hold your head and most of your body, Beis Shammai say that's no good, it's possible, it's too small. Beis Hillel say kosher, machshir, and they say it is kosher. So one's talking about the actual size of the sukkah, the machlekes, and the other one's talking about what happens in a big sukkah when you're sitting there at the front of it. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says the halacha is that the sukkah has to be big enough to hold the head and most of your body and the table as well. In terms of halacha, the Rif and the Rambam both paskin, and they say that both regarding a big sukkah and a small sukkah, the reason of Beis Shammai is the same. There's a gezeira, we are worried you might go after your table and not be eating in a sukkah. And therefore, the Rif and the Rambam both paskin like Beis Shammai in both cases, in the small sukkah and the big sukkah. However, Tosfos learns that the reason that you might go after your table is only applicable in a big sukkah. But in a small sukkah, the reason is because it's not called a dira. If it's so small it can't hold your body and your head and your table, then it's not called dira. And that's why the Gemara says it's necessary that the sukkah has to hold your head and your body and your table. And for that reason, in a small sukkah, which doesn't hold that, then indeed the halacha is like Beis Shammai. It's possible. But when it's a big sukkah, Tosfos paskins, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. We do not make a gezeira there that you might be dragged after your table. So again, according to Rambam, the halacha is like Rambam, the halacha is like Beis Shammai in both cases, small sukkah and a big sukkah. According to Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel in the case of the big sukkah, that if you sat at the front, we're not worried that you might go after your table. In the small sukkah that can only hold your body and head and not your table, the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Continues the Mishnah. Amar lahen Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Lo kacha yamaisa, wasn't there a story, shaholchu zikne Beis Shammai, that the elders of Beis Shammai, vizikne Beis Hillel, and the elders of Beis Hillel went, levaker es Rabbi Yochanan ben Charani, they went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Charani, umetzuhu, and they found him, shahoye yoshev roisho verubei basukkah, v'shulchanu v'sech abayis, he was sitting with his head and most of his body in the sukkah, and his table was in the house, v'loi omru loi dober, and they didn't say anything to him. So this seems to be a proof that he's yoitza. Omru lahen Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai said back to Beis Hillel, mishom raya, from there you bring a proof. No. Afheim Omrulai. Indeed, the Zakenim, the elders of Beis Shammai, indeed said to him, Im kein o yisanoyeg, if that's what you used to do, like kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah properly as the Chachamim wished. And in fact, they did reprimand him about this. And therefore, there's no proof in this story that one is Yotzeh at all.